Blog Talk Radio.
And this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Oh, Cupid, if your arrow make her love strong for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Oh, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you. Cupid, help me, I need ya. Cupid, oh, that's the sound of a man working on the chain gang. Darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do. You send me, oh, you, you send me, honest you do, honest you do.
Cupid, may God grant me the words to speak His thoughts this morning, and my guests also. Oh my God, did you all love that rendition of Sam Cooke's Cupid or not? That was Kenton Simons. Yes, he is a great, great indie artist out of California. He happens to be Eric Roberts, one of my favorite actors. I'm talking about, I've loved Eric Roberts since I was a little girl, like I talked about yesterday. And I really fell in love with him when he played the horrific husband in Star 80, and then just have loved his work ever since. And it was way before I knew anything about Julia Roberts. And I equally support Julia Roberts. But back to, this is his stepson, and if you're familiar with Celebrity Rehab on VH1, you are familiar with Kenton also on that show. And friend him and like his friend book, his Facebook page and his YouTube channel, Kenton Simons. He sent out information stating that his stepfather and he also will be guest on Dr. Phil in the very near future. But this he said that he's getting a lot of good feedback regarding this rendition of Sam Cooke's Cupid, and I love it myself. And thank you so much, Keaton, for emailing me this marvelous song, and I hope you don't mind. I swiped it and playing it on and sharing it with all my Valentine listeners in the Blog Talk Radio community. But also, you all know that the intro song is Round and Round by my longtime friend, multi-talented Morris Mill, which chatted with us yesterday, along with Rich Ruffnick. So I just want to shout out to Maverick, 8275. Congrats, beating 76ers. And also my other favorite team. My switchboard just disappeared, and I have two guests online, so I need to pull the switchboard back up. Okay, and congrats. I'm going to do that while I'm talking. And congrats to my second favorite team, the Hornets, for defeating the Knicks. The Knicks comprised of many of my favorite NBA players. So I'm talking with you all. I have two guests, which you all know. Mr. Edward Peter Cole II of EC Puffin told me that he would return today. Hopefully Big Mama of the Majesty the Sirens are with him. And we're going to talk more about the event that's only a week away, which is scheduled for downtown Jackson at the Alamo Theater. I am talking because I am pulling my screen back up because I see I was concerned, wondering if they were going to call or not, but they have called, but my switchboard has just disappeared. So I hope you all are listening to me, Mr. Peter and Big Mama, because I need to pull the screen back up so I can get you two online. But most definitely, I mean, I know many of you are still celebrating Valentine's Day and that Cupid song. That song is good for every day. Just amazing. But again, the event is going on next Saturday, the 25th. I'm just amazed how fast the 25th has approached us. Only 7 days away, and I'm so excited. And I am talking because I am pulling up my own switchboard so I can get them online. EC Puffin Entertainment last brought the Magic City Sirens to town Halloween weekend, and I was so upset that I missed that performance. But they do single acts and also full-fledged cabarets. And what do you expect next Saturday? A full-fledged cabaret. And I am definitely excited. And I'm doing my best not to pause while I'm getting the screen back up. And, okay, Murphy's Law. And I'll dedicate this show to memory and the life of Whitney Houston, one of my favorite artists. I'm still devastated. I have things to do this morning, errands to run and things to do. Taking a class at Guitar Center this morning, a recording class. So I will be in class as the funeral is going on, and then afterwards handling more business. And so, you know, because I know I would just be crying away watching that. But I know I will see the replay of it everywhere else because Whitney has been everywhere. And I must commend mainstream media for the way that they've been covering the story, especially Don Lemon. That's how I first found out about Whitney's untimely, that still is hard for me to say death, but untimely home going. So it's just, it's amazing. I am, wait a second, I don't want to use the piss word, but I'm about to use the piss word because I'm having the worst trouble getting my my switchboard up. And I was just preparing, right when I was preparing to put them on live, that's when my switchboard just disappeared. So, wow. Things that happen on when you're doing things live, you know, and it's important not to sweat. But my goodness. And not to let you all see me sweat, because I'm about to sweat, because this is very important to promote this event. And I'm so excited to have both online. Been trying to get both online since last Saturday. So it's like, okay, what will happen can happen. Murphy's Law. I was taught about Murphy's Law at a young, young age. It's like it's finally coming up. And so at a very, very young age, I'm still sticking to my New Year's resolution. Are you all? I need to get in the gym. I'll do that real soon. But I'm still exercising, watching what I eat. You know, I need to resume back to good habits that I'm accustomed to and learning some new habits. As I'm talking to you all, I'm pulling the screen up, so I'm not just running my mouth. Trying to hurry up and connect Mr. Peter of EC Puffin and Big Mama, creator of the Magic City Siren. You know, really. So it's coming. It's just hurry up screen. Okay. Almost showtime. Okay. And Mr. Peter is sending me a message, and I cannot respond to the message. I hope you're listening to me, Mr. Peter. I cannot respond to your message because that's the phone that I'm broadcasting on. The switchboard disappeared, so I'm pulling it back up. And shout out to all my fellow metalheads also. As I prepare for the show, and I have the sound turned down right now, I am tuned to VH1 Classic, watching all-time great of Motley Crue. You know what? I got to get some of those guys on air. Not all of them, definitely one of them. Nikki Sixx or Vince Neil. I network with Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil pretty often, especially Nikki Sixx. He has two internet radio shows also. I watched an interview of he with Pierce Tonight earlier this week, and it was a very awesome interview, you know, sharing his perspective of also being a former person that used drugs and also excessively drank alcohol. And just his near-death experience has always just left me speechless. You know, and when I first started on VH1 Classic, though today, during this program, that was one of the first things that they were talking about, when they experienced that. But hopefully they'll show that repeat of that interview with Pierce over the weekend, so some of you know what I'm talking about, but some of you might have missed that interview. And he was just, you know, sharing his perspective and his own experience of being a superstar and being on drugs. And I am talking because I'm pulling the screen up as I talk, so I can hurry up and talk with the exciting Mr. Peter of EC Puffin, with Edward Peter Cole II, and Big Mama Jezebel, creator of Magic City Sirens. Spectacular burlesque vaudeville review out of Birmingham. And I'm doing my best. Again, it looked like we're going to, because the entire show is dedicated to them, even though today I was going to just talk about different topics of entertainment news. One reason why I invited him to come on back on today, because I didn't have anybody booked to come on air, except those of you listeners who like to call and chat with me, and I love it when listeners call and chat with me and share their perspective on things. Have great shows planned ahead, and it looks like I'm not going to be able to get my screen pulled up. I'm doing my best because I want them to have an adequate time. But, you know, originally I was scheduled to talk with Big Mama last Saturday, but I did good alone, don't you think? Promoting the show, because I'm excited. And Mr. Edward Peter Cole definitely have me excited regarding the event. And you all be sure to like his page, EC Puffin Entertainment, and also like the Magic City Sirens Facebook page also. They have an awesome page, and they're very interactive on their page also. And you know, this was a self-contained burlesque review also. They self-contained, meaning they take care of everything from costume design to, you know, the numbers that they perform, choreography and everything. That's why I'm so excited to see the ladies. So you all need to get your tickets like ASAP, because you heard Mr. Edward Peter Cole II say on Thursday that they're selling out, and you can purchase tickets online, and you can purchase them at different locations also. And this is amazing. I'm having the worst time getting this switchboard up, and it disappeared as soon as I was clicking on Mr. Edward Peter Cole's call. So, yeah, I have about 10 more minutes of live streaming. And after the live stream is over, you all know, can continue to show another 10, excuse me, 10 to 15 minutes. You all know I am producing the show directly from my Android because my laptop is offline for some reason. Hopefully I have it back functioning properly. Over the weekend. But, my goodness, having the worst time. It just disappeared. And that is something. So I hope he and Miss Big Mama are listening. Because something beyond my control is happening. And I know the listeners are definitely ready like I am to hear more about how the Magic City Sirens were created and her vision, and the Burlesque Review is comprised of many women from different backgrounds and shapes and sizes. And also, you all remember that Oki Rike is in ATL tonight. I think his show is still going on. I don't think it's canceled. Now, the LB Sure show that was scheduled for Houston, Texas tonight, along with Lisa Cuckdam, if I'm not mistaken, I've heard that that show has been canceled due to the bad weather. I was on his Facebook page late last night, and one of his big supporters was disappointed in the Houston area, saying that the concert had been canceled, even though he and Keith Sweat did perform in Bakersfield, California last night. And so shout out to everyone who attended that show last night. I can't wait to see my friend again. He is such a fantastic down-to-earth individual. It's amazing when superstars in front of the camera and behind the scenes maintain their humbleness and just can interact with people. And that's what's amazing about Whitney Houston. During her last night alive, when she was at that event with Kelly Price, Kelly said in the interview that she literally talked with like every artist that performed that night before and after they got off stage. And that is just awesome. And did you all hear the news that she was really the person that Simon was looking at to become a judge on the X Factor? I saw a report yesterday that Janet Jackson is on that list. We know Janet works hard and tours a lot, so I don't know if Janet will accept that or not. It would definitely be good to hear it. You know, she'd definitely be a good judge if she could. Whitney would have definitely been a good judge on X Factor. So let's see how this pans out. I'm going to send my love also to Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey also. Yesterday, reports came out that Nick Cannon not only had situations with his, what was it, with his appendix, but that he had a couple blood clots on his lung and something concerning his heart. And he also resigned from hosting his morning radio show in New York also. But, you know, he has so many jobs, his own company. He's executive with Nickelodeon, working with America's Got Talent, and also must number one, numero uno, take care of his family, his wife and kids. And so taking care of one's health is real, real important. So I'm hopefully Mr. Peter and Big Mama will come back on Monday, because my screen is not coming back up at all. And I want to say this is embarrassing, but I'm not, because things happen like this. But this is just odd, because I've been trying to get both online since last Saturday. Then when we finally get both online, this happens. This happens. So, you know, hopefully we can get the both of them together again on Monday. Because my switchboard will not come back up at all. I'm doing everything that I can to muster this switchboard up. Now, I'm excited. Speaking of sports, I'm excited about tomorrow. The Mavericks will play the Knicks on their home court tomorrow. And then tomorrow will be Orlando Magic and the Heat. Those are going to be two awesome games. And who will become the victors of either game? I have the slightest idea. I do not have a prediction. Even though the Mavericks are my favorite team, I do not have a prediction. Remember Tyson Chandler was an important part of us, the Mavericks, winning the championship is not Nick. And also, you know, Carmelo, I don't know if he's going to be playing. He's probably going to make sure he plays Sunday. he's probably making sure he plays on Sunday against the Mavericks. And, of course, Lin. I'm a big supporter of Jeremy Lin. So, you know, we all, I think, regardless of what teams are our favorites, we are very impressed by Jeremy Lin's work. I want to shout out also to Martini PhD in Dallas, Texas. You know he's on tour doing demo dates. And please like his Facebook page. He's coming to Jackson real soon. And I am just so grateful to be his Jackson, Mississippi liaison and promoter of his event. And inbox me and tweet me. And if you are a salon owner, a beauty hair professional, licensed cosmetologist, please inbox me, tweet me, message me, send me your contact information so I can keep you in the know first of what's going on with this spectacular event that Martini PhD is bringing to the Metro Jackson area. The event is scheduled for May. So I'm going to. That's my big announcement that I have been mentioning to you all, that Mark Superstar, cosmetologist, hair designer, the doctor of hair, is coming to the Metro Jackson area. And I am so, I'm ecstatic to be his liaison and the promoter of this event that is for professionals, a demo event of his hair system. Just shouting he and his staffers out there, and his clients also in Big D. You all know how much I love Big D. But he's going on a tour. He's going to North Carolina, Charlotte, Shreveport. I don't know if he's done Shreveport or not, but many, many dates. So that is just fantastic to go on a tour and take his and to teach others his training techniques and to teach others about maintain and obtain customers and clients, especially natural hair clients. And so I'm just excited, and we will share more information with you all. But definitely, if you are a professional and would like to be a part of the demo date, please do not hesitate to contact me with your info so I can keep you in the know first of what's going on regarding the details of the extra event, and also more information regarding Martini PhD if you have not already been exposed to the fabulous Martini PhD of Dallas, Texas. So you all be sure to, like I said, like his face. Time is running out, so I thank you all for tuning in. Immediately after the show, I will speak with Mr. Edward Peter Cole and reschedule. Hopefully, he and Big Mama will be guests on Monday's show. Might do a sports show tomorrow. This is like a big day in NBA regarding the back-to-back games on ABC. So what's up? Just have a fabulous day. Sending love and condolences again to those who love Whitney Houston like I. And also, shout-out to all who love entertainment and music, and I'm looking forward to attending this class at Guitar Center. And shout out to Samira also. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in, and God bless.